there are obviously challenges we still face in Wisconsin. Any regulator would say that, as well as any, you know, chief executive officer in the utilities, or they would tell you the same thing, that, you know, Wisconsin still faces challenges, obviously, but they're not as, I guess I wouldn't say it's not a crisis mode anymore. And that's one of the accomplishments as a regulator, is that you have to take tough decisions that many times you get panned in the, you know, the newspapers and the legislature. But I think any regulator, if you're going to have a regulator, you know, you're there to make tough decisions, because you don't want to have a situation like in Illinois or Maryland where the legislature is making those decisions. So you have to have some resolve, look at the record, and make a decision. And that's what I always tried to do while I was on the commission, was what does the evidence show? In the case of transmission lines, it showed, you know, the Arrowhead Weston line, it showed, you know, an absolute need to strengthen our system. And that is a big component of it. But I think what often gets lost is Arrowhead Weston was a controversial decision. I think over time, you know, that it will be shown to be a very wise decision. But there's a whole bunch of other little fixes that occurred over the last 5 to 8 years in the transmission system that don't get all the media attention, but also is just as important electrically as strengthening the system. And that is, you know, that's, as a commission, I think that's what my colleagues and I, you know, it's a unique fraternity or sorority or whatever you want to call it to be in, in terms of, you know, it's a sort of a isolating job, because it's a, you know, you're the regulator out on Whitney Way who has to make unpopular decisions, you know, sort of confined to the record. You're acting as in a judicial capacity, so the ex parte rules apply, so you only really are influenced by what's on the record. And that's that was a different experience acting as a, you know, a judge for all those years, you know, where you're really restricted on who you can talk to, and procedurally and substantively. And that's anyway.
Were there any frustrations, or was it mostly a positive experience?
Oh, no, it's a very positive experience. I mean, I learned a lot on the commission. You know, and I think anyone that serves in that role would, you know, you're exposed to a lot of national energy issues in terms of, now the big effort to nationally, driven by a lot of the states, which is to, you know, how do you tackle the, you know, issues like climate change, promoting greater energy conservation? I think my experience as a regulator was very positive. I mean, I met a lot of very, very interesting people all over this country, regulators that have, you know, everyone from, you know, Californians to the Carolinas to Florida. And they're all, you know, all of us have sort of a unique, you know, perspective depending on your where you come from. Here, you know, in the upper Midwest, coal is the dominant, you know, fuel source. Where you talk to one of your colleagues in the Northeast, it may be oil and natural gas, and very sliver of their portfolio comes from coal fire. So you do have an appreciation for the regional differences in developing energy policy, and I think that also explains a lot when people talk about the need to develop a national energy policy. There's a lot of differing opinions on what's the, you know, what is the appropriate, you know, national energy policy, because I think that's critical in terms of for our nation's you know, energy security and everyone's goal of becoming more energy independent in this current climate of rising costs across the board for fuel, for the you know, the materials needed to both deliver electricity, you know, in terms of copper prices and steel, whether you're building a coal plant or trying to build a transformer, those costs are all going up.